So we will move into our hearing. The logistics for today will be that I will have you guys in the Zoom space. Just raise your hands if you have questions as we're moving along. I'll call on my co-chair to help me keep track of hands that are going up if I'm missing them. And I believe, have everyone that's here to offer information to us in person, correct? So we're not bringing any other folks in remotely. Okay. And I'm going to pass it over to Representative Tucker to walk us through the substance of our meeting.
Procedurally, this is not a public hearing on a bill going by the ordinary joint rules. This is a fact-gathering session. Therefore, there is not going to be any public comment section that will come up as part of the process. Last session, we had considerable debate over LD 1939, dealing with construction and demolition debris, primarily focusing on what was coming in from out of state. The bill was enacted as PL 2021, Chapter 626. While we were discussing the out-of-state CDD issue, which in all the CDD that was flowing in from out-of-state, the issue came up, well, what about in-state construction debris? People who are tearing down buildings here in the state of Maine, what about that CDD? Is that being processed? Are there regulations governing it and so forth? So the committee, as ancillary to the passage of LD 1639, committed itself to discussing over the summertime or the fall, what about the CDD that's generated within the state? And that's why we're here today. We're here on a fact-gathering mode. We're going to try to decide if there's enough state-generated CDD to worry about, whether the processing and the savings from that is worth the transportation costs and the environmental sequelae of simply transporting stuff all over the state. Let me read the committee charge. The committee charge says, the committee shall conduct a series of interim meetings to evaluate options and develop findings and recommendations with input from interested parties for requiring the recycling or beneficial use of construction and demolition debris, or to otherwise increase the amount of debris that is recycled or beneficially used prior to disposal in a landfill. So that's basically our charge. And I'll turn it back to our chair.
Thank you. Okay, so from there, I want to offer our other senator an opportunity to introduce herself before we move into presentations.
Thank you, and my apologies for being late. I was in another committee meeting, but I'm Ann Carney. I represent Senate District 29, which includes South Portland, Cape Elizabeth, and a little bit of Scarborough.
Welcome. And with that,